Immigration laws have come under increased scrutiny with the arrest and detention by ICE of a 19-year-old college student in Dalton. A police officer mistakenly pulled over Ximena Arias Cristobal during a routine traffic stop. She was recently released on bond after weeks in the Stewart Detention Center near Columbus. Arias Cristobal was born in Mexico, but has lived in the United States since age 4. Among those speaking out in support of her is a state lawmaker from Dalton. Joining me is Republican Representative Casey Carpenter to discuss his interest in reforming the U.S. immigration system. Thank you for joining Lawmakers Huddle.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Donna. It's a pleasure.
You wrote a character letter vouching for Ximena Arias Cristobal. How do you know her?
So I actually know the gentleman that she dates, and we attend a church that she also attends. So I knew a lot of people that knew her more so than I knew her myself, but I knew she was a valued member of society and someone who the people and the citizens of my community did not want to see detained and removed.
What did you say in the letter?
I just said that she was an individual of high character, an asset to the community, and not a threat or a danger to our community, and our community would not be the same without her.
What are your feelings about her arrest?
Well, first of all, I think the law enforcement did what the law enforcement has been instructed to do through law. So I think, you know, obviously the news came out that he pulled over the wrong vehicle, which is a mistake. You know, it's not the law enforcement guy's fault. He's following the law. I just think the law's messed up. I think that they had to detain her. She had to go to Stewart, and it's unfortunate because I don't think when I told people to vote for Trump and they asked me about this issue, I assured them that they were going to be focusing on hard criminals.
Do you feel like you've let them down or?
Yeah, on this issue, absolutely. I wouldn't recant my vote for Trump. I still think it's the best thing for the country. But on this particular issue, yeah, I feel terrible. I mean, this is our community's heartbroken over this issue.
Have you reached out to the president?
I have not reached out to the president, no. I put together a petition on change.org for people to sign to send to Congress, because that's who's got to act, right? If the executive orders the way we handle things, you know, either side is not going to support that depending on whoever's in the executive office. I think if Congress, you know, the representatives in the Senate decide to make it something that's bipartisan that both sides will vote for, I think we'll see real change.
So what exactly is your position on border security and how the country should handle anything dealing with immigration?
There's a basically four-pronged approach to this. Obviously, you got to secure the border. We can't have what happened under Biden's presidency where millions of people were coming through the border. I don't think 90% of Americans support that. I think you've got to get rid of the hard criminals. I think 90% of America, if you're here illegally and you're hurting people or you're a dangerous society, we want you out. I also think the huge majority of people support people that have been here for decades figuring out a pathway, because right now a lot of them have no pathway. There's a lot of misunderstanding about immigration, and they think people have just been sitting on their hands not to become citizens. They can't. There's not a pathway for these people. And then fourth, I think people would support creating a visa program that doesn't take 8 years. You know, where people apply and it doesn't take 8 years to be accepted into this country. That is really inefficient for the needs of industry. It's really inefficient for people that have relatives in other countries. That part needs to be addressed. If you address all four at once, then it's not a political volleyball that happens in elections. The problem is most of the time Congress tries to address just one issue. Whoever's in charge, the president, Congress, they want to focus on the border. Or they want to focus on hardened criminals getting out of here, but they don't want to address the other two. And that's where the issue is.
Now, I understand Arias Cristobal, from what she said at the press conference after she got out, that she is going for that visa. In the meantime, what does she do with her life?
The reality is that the backlog's so long, it'll be 18 months to 2 years before she appears before an immigration judge. I think by that point, they'll have a pathway that... I firmly believe she will remain in the country. I don't know what that looks like for her. I don't know under what guidelines, but I do believe she'll be here.
What kind of response are you getting from other members of your party?
I think it's mixed emotions. I've heard from some of my colleagues across the state, not to name names, that are seeing this issue play out in their communities. They're seeing kids that are graduating high school, 2 weeks from graduation, that have a little fender bender out in the parking lot of school, who's getting detained, who's not getting to graduate. And these aren't bad people. And that's what they're saying is, how do we address this? And it is a federal issue, but I think as a state, we can get behind the fact that we don't want, don't detain the people that aren't doing bad stuff. And I think the feds law kind of is caters to that. But unfortunately, with House Bill 1105, ours does not. So I would hope that my colleagues would revisit that bill this fall or this January.
Talk a little bit about what the bill is about.
Yeah, House Bill 1105 basically said that the police officers have to detain anybody and for ICE if they commit a crime. It doesn't discuss the level of crime. It could be a busted taillight. It could be jaywalking. It could literally be anything. And all I'm suggesting is, let's make it like the federal law that says if you've committed a felony or a burglary, high or aggravated misdemeanor. If we can do that, I think that'll curtail some of this. People that are we don't necessarily that are not hardened criminals getting detained.
I guess the law that passed during the legislative session gives law enforcement the ability to kind of represent ICE, become ICE when they're out there. Do you think that had factored into what happened with her?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't. It doesn't necessarily do that. Basically, the law made it where they have to take them in and allow ICE to arrive and make the decision on them. They're not. It doesn't make a sheriff or a local policeman an immigration expert because it's too complicated and you're asking too much for local law enforcement. It does tell them they've got to detain them until ICE can get there. And I think that's what you're seeing play out, unfortunately, is that the hope was that you were going to get rid of hardened criminals. And unfortunately, good people are getting caught up in this in that legislation. And I think it's reasonable to ask my colleagues to reevaluate that and say, wait, this is going too far. Because the reality is the people like Amina, they're clogging up the system to get the hardened people out. Right, because there's only so much resources. So we've got to allocate resources to the people that we really know immediately we want to get out of this country, and not necessarily people that are turning right on red, if you will.
So you do think there's some confusion about the way the law is, and you'd like to see some changes.
Yeah, I don't think there's confusion. Unfortunately, we've just handcuffed law enforcement, and they don't get to make a cho they don't they can't make a determination. They got to treat everybody the same. And I think most voters and most of our constituents would say they're not the same. And so I think we need to tailor the law to focus on the bad folks that we all agree needs to get out and not necessarily everybody, because right now it's everybody.
Is there anything else you'd like to see happen next January when the legislature convenes?
I mean, I think from a state standpoint, that's all we can do. This petition I put out was for Congress to act. Get off the political volleyball. Let's focus on solving immigration once and for all and create a pathway for these people that everybody can support. Now, are we going to get, I mean, if we can find something that 80% of Americans agree on, to me, I think that's good policy. And I think that's what we can do if we'll sit at the table and be honest and be willing to concede and give another side a victory on something. That way you can have a victory as well. Because the reality is the only people losing in this are the people that are getting held hostage by all this noise and mess.
Have you reached out to members of Congress in Georgia?
Yeah, with this petition, yes. And I've reached out to some people that work in the offices of Senator Warnock and Ossoff on it because I think it's that important.
Representative Casey Carpenter of Dalton, thank you so much for talking to me on Lawmakers Huddle.
Always a pleasure.
I also spoke to another state lawmaker about what's happened with Ximena Arias Cristobal. Democratic Representative Marianne Santos of McDonough doesn't know her, but agrees changes are needed in immigration laws, including in Georgia.
She was brought here at 4 years old, so she did not have a choice in her coming here. However, she made the best of her life, going to school, graduating high school with honors, continuing to college, and at just 19 years old, I would say she's still a child. What do you know at 19 years old? So it's really, I think, an injustice to take a student that is excelling, and that is the American dream, and that is what we want all of our children to do, to go to school and to contribute to our society.
Representative Santos, who is of Mexican heritage, was born in Chicago. She sympathizes with the young woman.
I can relate because I myself moved from Illinois to Atlanta at the age of 15 years old. And so at 15 years old, I didn't have a choice. What are we going to do about those families that are mixed status? I think that there needs to be an immigration reform this upcoming legislative session. I believe this is more of a shared humanity crisis that we're experiencing, and we really need to sit down and have more conversation how we can help Georgia thrive, including our immigrants that are contributing to our society.
Representative Santos and Carpenter are making it clear for them immigration issues are among their priorities during the legislative session beginning in January. For Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.